Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Rick Harrison is with us from the phenomenon Pawn Stars. Man, it's a great show. Rick, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Living the dream.
You've been living the dream for a while. How long have you been doing this now?
Over 13 years.
Wow. Now you're going on the road with a new show, which premieres today, Pawn Stars Do America on the History Channel, where you get out and about and you hit the road and talk to people and buy their stuff, right?
So we finished season 19 back in April.
Wow.
And we're thinking, like, we're going to do something epic for season 20. And so we came up with this idea, well, you know what, we'll just do, like, the Pawn Stars road show. You know, we'll get a venue in like eight different cities, and we'll have advertise locally, and people bring all their stuff to do it. And then I thought about it, like, you know, we got to come up with a better name. And I looked at Beavis and Butthead that I work with, and they're like Pawn Stars to America.
That's pretty good. We're talking to Rick Harrison of Pawn Stars here on the National Defense, Pawn Stars Do America. And now this is a little bit different, I would imagine, because when people walk into your shop in Las Vegas, they're on your turf, right? And now this kind of levels the playing field a little bit.
To a degree, you know what I mean? I got a venue, so I set it up, and we had like hundreds of, you know, like...
Oh.
Like, enormous amounts of people showing up every day.
Right.
And I had like staff from the pawn shop there, and it was definitely adventure. And it was 4 months on the road, and I was like 8 days in Vegas.
Well, and you made sure to take the show to North Carolina as a tribute to your dad. I thought that was great.
I was actually born in Lexington, North Carolina. My my dad grew up there, so we did this little homage to my dad. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And your dad was in the Navy, which is significant to me because our show is basically, our audience is active duty military veterans and their families. So that had to be pretty special. I think San Diego, right, is where he was?
My dad, career military, did 20 years in the Navy. So I grew up in San Diego. And back in the day when I was a kid, that was like way back then. You know, we used to be able to, like, the captain would let a... Some nights, like the kids spend the night on the ship.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there used to be like, there was movie night, and like, where my dad had like, he was on a small ship. He was on a fleet tug. So like every once in a while, you know, cause they changed around where everyone had to work a night shift. But, every once in a while, the captain was like, hey, bring your kids.
That's pretty.
We get the chow line. Everything was great.
Bring your kids to work day at the Navy. I love it. We're talking to Rick Harrison here on the National Defense and the new show, Pawn Stars Do America, on the History Channel. So, I mean, you guys have had so many great and bizarre. Can you think of a weird or bizarre military item you've ever bought?
There's been a million of them. I mean, one of the cool things I bought, I think it was in trying to think of what city it was in. Maybe it was in Savannah, Georgia. A person brought in a... their great, great, great grandfather, whoever it was an admiral in the Navy. And, so they brought in, their commission, his commission from, Andrew Jackson as a, lieutenant.
Oh, wow.
Did the commission from, by Franklin Pierce as a, commander. Then the, commission by, Franklin Pierce as a captain. And then the commission signed by Abraham Lincoln to make him a commodore.
Oh, my gosh.
And the commission signed by Andrew Johnson to make him an admiral. And, so they had the guy's complete Navy history right there.
Right.
His whole career.
Right.
And they're going to buy that off of him, which I thought was really cool.
It's like the history of America. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And you guys on Pawn Stars, what a great show. You know, you bought everything from a shrunken head to a Grammy Award. Whose Grammy Award was it? Can you tell us?
I forget whose Grammy Award it was. That was years and years ago.
I mean, it is in Las Vegas. It is in Las Vegas. Was it Celine Dion?
No, it was someone you never heard of.
And you've had a Super Bowl ring or two, right?
Oh, I probably got like a half. I probably have a half dozen or a dozen Super Bowl rings. Right
oh
now.
Man, that's always sad to me. You know, if somebody sells their Super Bowl ring.
You get guys who like they just, you know, they're really great in the sports department, not the finance department.
Right,
and
right.
I got a really good friend who's in his, well, I guess he's like early 70s now, and he got drafted to the Broncos in 1973, and he got a $40,000 signing bonus. I'm going, so what do you do with the money? He goes, like, bought a fur coat and a van.
as you would.
I'm crazy. He's just looking at me, what do you expect me to spend the money on? I was 22 years old.
We're talking to Rick Harrison here at the National Defense. The new show, Pawn Stars Do America, starts today on the History Channel. So I want to ask you about some of these big-time purchases that you guys have made, and want you to kind of update us about where these things are now and if you made money on them. $2.5 million for George Washington's suit. Do you still have that?
Did we make a deal on that? We might have, yeah. No, that was definitely sold. Things like that are sold the second I buy them.
Really? And you make money immediately?
I mean, well, you know, like when I like when the most small things, you know, I buy it, I go to retail. I'm like, if it's a $1 million deal, I'm going to have someone lined up to buy it when I buy it.
Right. Right. And you had the OJ Chase car that you paid $1.25 million
that
for.
I did not buy it. No.
Did you have a Jimi Hendrix's guitar?
I did get Jimi Hendrix's guitar because I just didn't like their paperwork.
Well, you're the man. I mean, you are the spotter. And I mean, there's so many times that I see people bring stuff in, and I'm like, it's got to be real. And you look at it and go, nah, that's not real. It's pretty good. And you got six kids?
Six kids, yes.
No wonder you're on the road.
I don't recognize, it's, yeah, so they're all grown now, but like, yeah, it's wonderful and brain damage at the same time.
Hey, Rick, it's great talking to you, man. I really enjoy Pawn Stars, of course, and its new show, Pawn Stars Do America. I can't wait to see it. Premieres on the History Channel. Thanks for all the entertainment.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.